Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Mem Hei. And we're going to start from five lines from the bottom of the Amud, six lines. As you recall, yesterday we spoke at length about the Pasuk by Nozir. Mishras Anovim. What's a Mishras Anovim? And you go and take a piece of bread and you dip it into wine, into grape juice. A Nozir is not allowed to eat from that kol mishras anovim, lo yishte. He's not allowed to eat or drink from that. What do I learn from that? We had a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabban. As the Gemara tells us, so to one mid Rabban and Nishma the Rabbi Akiva. Miloi Amri Rabban, and they learn from the word mishras litein tam ki ikar. From that you know kol atayra kula, that bliois, anytime you have a flavor that has the same effect as if it's mamish. If I just cook now in a treifa pot, how is a treifa pot? It was a pot that was used a short while ago for chazir. So the chazir blias inside this pot. I cooked in it a beautiful pot roast, which everybody agreed was super, super kosher. If I taste in the pot roast a little bit of that chazir, it's osir. What did I eat? It's not a mamoshes. It's just a flavor. Tam ki ikar. I learned that from Mishras Anovim. And Rabbanan said, this is not only halacha in Hilchis Naziris. Mikan atadon lechol isur in Shabbat Torah. This is dovash yotzah min haklal. Loi lelamed al atzmi yotzah. El lelamed al klal kula yotzah. This is a special din of tam ki ikar applies kol atayra kula. Rabbi Akiva also uses the word Mishras, but he learns it leheter mitzdarif leisur. As you recall, because yesterday, how does Rabbi Akiva know the halacha of Tam Ki Iker? He learns it from Giulei Nochrim, from the clay Midyan. So he doesn't need Mishras to tell us the din of Tam Ki Iker. So therefore he learns from the word Mishras, Leheter Mitztaref Leisr. And now the question is, why don't we say the same thing like the Rabbanan? Mikan atadon l'chol isurin shebat eira kula, that this applies to all isurin. And how do I know maybe taka does apply to all isurin? Because when we started off the sugya, back on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the last four lines, Amr Bavo, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, kol isurin shebat eira, ain hetter mitzdarif leisur. Four lines from the bottom of Mim Gimel Amud Beis. All isurim ain hetter mitzdarif leisur. Chutz misurei nazir, because of the pasuk mishras. See, Mora says, I don't understand. Both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva are using the word mishras to tell us a major halacha, and the Rabbanan use this mishras and say that this is not just limited to Hilchos Nazir, this applies to Kol HaTorah Kula. So why doesn't Rabbi Akiva say the same thing? That the word Mishras, to teach us Heter Mitzdarif Leisur, it's a Chol Isur in Shabbat Torah Kol HaTorah Kula. Very simple question. Avni Mar, yes sir.
I apologize. As there is an issue with the blios from the pot of the Chazir, even though he didn't eat Chazir, he just tasted
it.
Is there also an issue with smell?
Is there an issue with smell? If you smell chazir?
If you walk, walk by a store and you smell bacon, you're smelling like you're cooking, you're smelling.
Koleach.
Now they trip shoes.
Answer is no.
Okay.
It's not a problem.
Okay.
So, just to get back on, just to get back on the train of thought here. So, Rabbi Yochanan said that ain, except for the nazir, ain had to be star of this, sir.
Kol HaTorah Kula.
Okay. And now we're saying Tam Ki Iker.
It's Kol HaTorah Kula.
Isn't Tam Ki Iker kind of like Heter Mistarif Isser type? Isn't it like a derivative of it?
They are similar, but it's a major difference. Let's talk about Heter Mistarif Isser. We have a case of Naziris, which is from where we learned it.
Right. The challah in the grape juice.
Good. How much grape juice did you have?
Enough to displace Chatzizayis.
Chatzizayis. Are you chayv in Chatzizayis?
No.
If you go and eat a half a piece of challah, half a kazayis of challah, half a kazayis of the wine together, what's it in?
If it's forms of full kazayis. In the case of a nazir, it is mistarif, because heter, that's the exception of heter, is mistarif, sir.
So that's the case over there. The din of tam ki ikar is referring to if you eat a piece of meat and you have the
blius of the nevela, the chazer.
Right, and you feel them. And so the flavors that you felt was only a mashal. In other words, there was no kazayis to have kazayis. You had a full kazayis of a regular piece of meat, and you had the flavoring from the chazer that asses it. That's called a teru kula, not only hilchoyis chazer, but also hilchoyis naziras and hilchoyis everything.
So my difficulty is that heter mistar for iser seems to be a superset of tam kikr, because the tam is in something, there has to be some physical presence there that's giving it that tam. So tam ki'ikr is a subset of, or of heter mitztaref to iser. So what's bothering me is that we're saying, except for nazir, heter is not mitztaref to iser, but tam ki'ikr, they feel like they're contradicting.
It's not a tziruf, it's because you're eating, you feel the chazer in it. The amount of chazerai over here is ein b'mamish, like you said, kol marvareh ein b'mamish. There's no mushrooms, you can't feel it, you can't touch it, it's not tangible. But you feel the flavor inside your meat, and there you ate a full kazayis of kosher meat.
Right.
But the reason why you're over it...
Flavored with treif.
The flavor, exactly. The flavor went and converted to a treif piece of meat.
Aren't they contradictory? Because on one level we're saying that heter ain heter mistar for iser, they don't combine,
mm-hmm.
unless there's flavor. Or mm-hmm. flavor even the
override.
So we're saying ain heter mistar for iser unless there's a flavor present, in which case the slightest bit, because there can't be a flavor without some physical source, some substance.
The source for sure. But at the moment, there's nothing left.
So it's not a question of it being physical. There's ain heter mistar for iser unless tam ki'ikr. Is that seems to be what we're arguing now?
There's no tam ki'ikr, no heter mistar for iser unless tam ki'ikr. Even if it doesn't give any tam whatsoever into it, you could have, for instance, you take a piece of chazer and you take a piece of bread and you eat the two together at one time. The chazer has less than a shir kezayis, and the bread has less than a shir kezayis, but the two together are mashlam the kezayis.
Okay.
You made sure that when you ate the bread that it didn't touch the chazer, you just put it into your mouth at the same time. The bread did not get any tam from the chazer. So you don't have a tam ki'ikr problem over here. Even if you did have a tam ki'ikr, the piece of bread that you're eating is only half a kezayis. Nevertheless, if you were to hold the tam ki'ikr, that Hetem is starfli isa kola teira kula, by eating the half a piece of chazer and the half a piece of bread, then the together should go mimashal, you should be oiver. The answer is that you're not oiver because you don't hold of hetem is starfli isa except by hilchas nazirs.
They're parallel, but they're in one case we're saying ain hetem is starfli isa, and another same we're saying.
It's certainly a parallel. That's the most kasha.
Okay.
What happens if you take three, four grapes? Let's assume three, four grapes. Two grapes. Two grapes is less than a kazayis, let's assume. And you take a piece of bread, also less than a kazayis. You put the grapes on top of the bread. Do the grapes give any tam to the bread? If you leave it there maybe for a year, it'll give it a tam. But otherwise, you just put it on top of the bread, it's not going to give any tam. If you eat the two together at one time, the nozer is going to be over because of Herzim and Starfi.
That's only in the case of nozer.
That's the Morz Kasha. Why, according to Rabbi Kiva, does he say Mishras, Herzim and Starfi? Is there? Why didn't he say Mikana, Tadon, Lecholi, Surin, Shabbat, Toira? So you're going to tell me he holds that way. But that's not what the Gemara said a daf ago. We started off the daf, Kali, Surin, Shabbat, Toira, Ein, Herzim and Starfi, Is there? Chotmi, Surin, Nozer, Shari, Omer, Toira, Mishra. That's the Morz Kasha. The Gavitam Kikr applies Kolatir Kula. The din of Hetzim Tzarev Iser only applies here by Mishras, by Nozir. Why? Amalais, he told him very simple, Mishim Dabin Nozir V'chatish Neksum V'kongyachat. The Ein Melamden, because it's not only Nozir, I have one more case. The case of Chatas. Truth of the matter is, we already had yesterday in the Gemara that this shouldn't only apply to Nozir and Chatas. We also had one man Yemen that said the same thing applies to Chametz or Pesach. And then we had Ziri that said that this applies to Din of Sa'ar Bali Akhtiru. The top choices talks about why don't we have other examples too. But we're now focusing on Nozir ve Chatas. So Nozir ve Chatas, Shneksum von Kiachar ve Imulamdim. Tutimor, what does that mean? Nozir Hodi Amarim from Mishras. Chatas Mahi, what's the Din of Chatas? Sasanya. We learned in a Braitha. Kalila Sheyiga Bebsori Yiktosh. What is this referring to? This is referring to a carbon chatas. The carbon chatas is there in the base of English, and it says, Koyla she'ika b'psar yikdash, whatever touches the basar of that chatas, yikdash, will get the dinam of the chatas. What dinim will it get? It will get certain restrictions, like we'll learn in the Gemara momentarily. Yiga b'sar means that something touched it. Rashi gives the example, for instance, a carbon shlomim touched the carbon chatas. But it wasn't by Leia. Nothing happened. They touched momentarily. They were both cold. They were not fatty. So therefore the two pieces of meat collided, touched each other. But then you removed one from the other and you saw nothing happened to either piece. So what's the din? Suzgunish, tamalim b'sara, achiyiv l'babasa. There has to be some, at least a degree of belia. The shlomim, for instance, has to be balea, at least a little bit from the carbon chatas. And then the pasuk says, yikdash. What means yikdash? Liyois kamaya. The shlomim now adopts some of the traits of the chatas. Azvos, shim psulahi, if the chatas was a chatas psula. For instance, it went out of the base of midrash and became pasul be yotze. Or it became pasul be pigul. Or pasul be noiser. Pasul be yoitze. Any one of the things that causes a carbon to become pasul is a pasul carbon. And now the shlom touches it. Ti pasul. Now that shlom and piece of meat will also become pasul. The imkshera. And if the chatas was a normal carbon chatas, which is kosher, imkshera he. So now the shlomim that touched it will have all the chumrais of the din of this chatas. One of those chumrais, of course, is that you can no longer eat it. Shnei yom v'layla echad. Normally you would be able to eat the shlom. Shnei yom v'layla echad. Here you cannot do that. You're stuck with yom v'layla. As well as, since the din of chatas is kachi kudishim, it can only be eaten inside the base of Migdash. And therefore the shlomim would have to be eaten inside the base of Migdash. You cannot eat it in the whole city of Yerushalayim. And because kachi kudishim can only be eaten by kohanim, so this piece of shlom can only be eaten by kohanim. It cannot be eaten by a regular zor, a regular civilian. Why? Because since it touched it, it was by Leah, it has the same status of a korban chatas. Now, if we would stop the Gemara over here, the Gemara on the surface is only telling us the din of tam ki'ikar, that the shlomim has adopted a lot of the hilchis chatas because it has that flavor. It was b'leia b'bsara. However, Rashi says that the intent of our Gemara is not just to tell you the din of tam ki'ikar, but also go and tell you the din of heter mitzaref li'isu. And how vuzven vi? Because the Gemara said it's got to be achiyivla bibosar. It's got to be balea in the bosar. Okay, so I have a shlomim. The entire shlomim is, let's say, one kizayis big. One kizayis. Half of that shlomim touched and was balea from the chatas. The other half was not balea from the chatas. So therefore I have a shlomim which is half shlomim and half balua from chatas. If I eat that entire chatas together at one time, that would be a case of heter mitzaref li'isur. What's the heter mitzaref li'isur? The half a shlomim that was not affected in any way, shape, or form because it was not b'leia from the chatas, and therefore it retains its status of a shlomim. And the other half that was b'leia and now becomes a chatas. So it's as if I'm eating a half a chatas and a half a shlomim together. Heter mitzaref li'isur, the entire kezayis, I have to go and be noheg b'toras chatas. I can't split it, cut it down the middle and say, okay, this can be eaten outside the base of Migdash, it can be eaten by a czar, it can be eaten for 2 days. No, it adopts all the same halachas as the Karm Chatas. If you take a quick look at the Rashi, Toichal, Rashi is about a quarter down the Omid. So Rashi, Toichal, Habaylas, Kechomer Shabbat. That portion of the Shlom that was Baylaya has the Mochomer din of a Chatas. Sher Yeshpa Beizminim. Oh! In this simple little piece of shlomim, we have two separate halachas. One is the chomor, chomor referring to the chatas, the echad kalam referring to the shlomim. V'kulo hilechas achar chomor. And the entire piece has now adopted the restrictions and limitations of the chomor. Al mehetam etzarev l'isr. So we see that the din of hetam etzarev l'isr applies to chatas. Now that we have that, we have shnei ksum gom ki'echad. Shnei ksum gom ki'echad, ein malamdim, like we have kol ha'teira kulam. If that's the case, so now we go back to the Rabbanan. After all, the Rabbanan learned from Mishras the din of Tam Ki'ikar. And the Gemara is assuming that by Chatas you would also have the same din of Tam Ki'ikar, that the Tam of the Chatas has gone into the Shlomim. And if that's the case, let's ask, according to Rabbanan, I have also Shnei Suma Bon Ki Echad Eim Lamnin, how will I know now Tam Ki Ikula Chola Teira Kula? So the Gemara is going to go now from here to the Mishnah, going back and forth. Mamanavshach. I don't understand. We started off, we have one simple limit from Navzi, the word Mishras. Rabbi Akiva uses that Mishras to go and tell you, only by Nazir is Heter and Starfi Isser. The Chacham use that Mishras to say, everywhere Tam Ki Iker. If you can go and learn from Mishras to Kol HaTorah Kula, why isn't Rabbi Akiva learn Kol HaTorah Kula? Oh, I can't, because I have Chattas. Oh, if you have Chattas, so Rabbanu, you also got Chattas. Freikimu Rabbanu Nami, Nevi Nozir, V'chattas Nekzum El-Kechad, V'aim D'Lamnin. And we should be able to say, you can eat any Chazer-flavored piece of meat or Chazer-flavored piece of bread, because Tamki Iker is only these two halachas, by Nozir and Chattas. Everyone Amri Zong the Chacham Hano Mitzrich Tzrichi. No, the only time you can say Shnei Sumo and Kecher Eim Olamdim if you don't need both Limudim. Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu repeat it twice? To tell you only over here and nowhere else. But over here I need both Limudim. What do I need them for? We'll see in another line the Gemara is going to address that. Rabbi Akiva Mai Tzrichi, you don't need both of them. I would have been happy just with one of the limud. Beish loyma ikosim rachmona bechatas legomar nozimino the chulim ikotchim legomrinan. The Bekiva says, Chachamim, I know why you're saying that you need both. I cannot learn only from chatas. If it would only say the halacha of chatas of heter mitzdar v'isr, I couldn't learn anything else from that because kotchim obviously is so lofty. It is so upgraded and escalated and elevated in its kedusha. It's a kodshim. There is a special din of hetam tzarf isr. But regular chulin, I would say no. So that's why I cannot learn from chattas alone. But el lichlo rachmona ben nazir, it could have said mishras alone by nazir, but teisi chattas v'tigrim minei. Why the kol sin shabbat Torah could come min nazir? All other reason we could learn, we should learn from nazir. Why not? Nazir is just a regular halacha like all halachas. It's just chulin. So we could have learned kachim from nazir. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu have to repeat the halacha of heter mitztaref li iser by chatas? I could have learned it from nazir to tell you don't learn it from nazir. Shnei ksumim v'kechad ein melamden only by nazir and only by chatas and nowhere else. So the Akiva says the Chayyur is correct. Rabbanan Amri Loch no mitzrich tzrichi. No, I do need both after all. Why? Chatas leheter mitztarfi iser. Here the Rabbanan say I agree with Rabbi Akiva that there is a din of heter mitztarfi iser, but only by chatas. Only by chatas. Rabbi Akiva holds that I have a din of heter mitztarfi iser only by nazir plus only by chatas. So according to Rabbi Akiva, there are two places. Shnei ksum banki echad ein malam. According to Rabbanan, I agree with Rabbi Akiva, only by chatas hetem etzarf isa. Chul mikotchim loy gomar, I cannot learn it from there. I have the word mishras, but mishras, I'm not learning the din of hetem etzarf isa, that I'm learning the ting tam ki ikar. So therefore, the Rabbanan say, the Gemara's teret is very, very simple. We started off with asking, according to Rabbanon, I have Mishras, and I learned the din of Tamki Ikal Chol HaTeira Kulim. According to Rabbi Akiva, I have Mishras, I learned Hetem Etzarf Yisr only by Nazir. Frey Timur, why? Ma Nishtana. Very, very simple. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, I'm learning the din of Mishras of Hetem Etzarf Yisr, and I have another parasha of Chatas Hetem Etzarf Yisr. Why did the Torah repeat it twice? You can't learn Kol HaTorah Kula. So why couldn't Rabbanan? Because Rabbanan say I'm learning each one for a different limud. Mishras, I'm learning the din of Tam Ki Iker and the din of Mishras, I learn of the din of Tam Ki Iker, and from Chatas I'm learning Hetem Etzarf Yisr. Good. So from Mishras I can learn the Kol HaTorah Kula because I only have one pasuk, I don't have two psukim. And from Chatzos I learn the din of Hetem Etzarf Yisr. So why don't I learn from Chatzos the Kol HaTorah Kula? I also, it's only one. Yeah, but that's Kochim. Chulim me Kochim loy gamrinim, because Kochim is so elevated and so lofty. Oh, so that's very good. That's why the Rabbanan learned Tam Ki Iker from Mishras because I only have one pasuk mishra astam kicha. But what about chatas? Chatas comes to tell you hetem mitzarf liyisur, but only by kachim and nowhere else. Both of them come to tell you the dinner of hetem itzarf iser. How does Rabbi Kiva know the din of tam kikar? He learned from Giulei Nachrim, like we had yesterday in the Gemara, the clay midja. Only Rav Asher of Kahana. Elohod decided to learn in the pasuk. Mikol Ashi Yosef, Mikif Ani Ham Chatzan VeAdzog Lo Yoichal Liman Al Yisur. Not Yisur Mitzarfim Zemze. From this pasuk, I learn that what happens if I had a chutzi shir of chatzanim of grape seeds and a chutzi shir of zog, but the two together I had a full kezayis. The fact that the Torah said Mikol Ashi Yosef. Anything from the Gef and Ayin, the Chatzan of Atzog, it's all Mitzdarif Lilin. So you know the Mitzdarif Zem. You don't have to have a Kazayas of Chatzanim. You don't have to have Chatzanim of the grape shells, grape peels. All you have to have is half a Kazayas from this and half a Kazayas from that. It's all Mitzdarif. So tomorrow, Hashda Bekiva Isser, the Hetem Mitzdarif, and Madach HaKunit Bekiva, if I eat a piece of bread together with the half a kezayis of grapes and eat it b'basachas. I'm chayiv.
It's all awesome.
And that's the more kashim. Amalei isri had to b'basachas. The only time you'd be chayiv if you chutzi and chutzi, if you took the piece of bread together with the grape and eat it at the same time, you put it into your mouth. Then you're chayiv. If you ate first a half a kezayis of chatzanim and then you took a breath and you said, and then you go and take another half of a kezayis of a shtikl grape or of a shtikl zog of the grape. That is mitzarev b'zeh achaz. That's why
you need
to talk about it. Otherwise, nothing to talk about. And with that, we've concluded this exciting shas sugya of tam ki ikar and the halacha of het mitzarev iser. And we go on to a new mishnah, zok the mishnah. The mishnah and the gemara on the surface are easy to understand, but you have to focus on the details, because otherwise you can get a little bit lost. Zok the Mishnah, Botzek Shebesidke Areva. Areva is a basin or a kneading pan or a kneading bowl that they used to use for kneading dough. And you have some botzek, you got some dough that got stuck, Besidke, in the cracks of the Areva. In other words, here and there, this is an old Areva, it's been used now for the last 100 years, and you got a little bit of a crack over there, a little bit of a crack over there, and some botzek, some of the dough, filled up those little cracks here and there. So now the question is, when it comes Pesach, I see those botzeks, those little pieces of dough, in the Sidki Areva, do I have to remove them because of Bal Yerah, Bal Yeh Motzeh? If you find the kezayis of that botzik together in one place, chayov levayr, then you have to remove it, and you have to do abir chumet, and you have to do agantza panikas chumet, and the bayirah, bayir motzeh, mit the kol chamir v'chamir, it's the real McCoy, you gotta be mevayr. However, the imlav, if it's not a kezayis, it's only a chutzi zayis, bottom of you to leave it there, you don't have to remove it. It becomes bottled to the rest of the entire areva. And the same thing applies to chenli inyan atumah. In makbid olav choitzitz, if the person is makbid, that little shtickle, now that Poshup Shat, we're talking about an areva that became tameh, and you now need to go and toivel it in the mikveh. So if you have a little bit of botzek, then it's a chatzitza and won't allow for the tahara. So in makbid olav, if he's makbid on that shtickle botzek, choitzitz, it's a chatzitza. Vim roitz v'kiyum, he said, no, leave it there. And you could raven, then it's fine. Then it's like the raven becomes bottle. There's a little bit of a disconnect between the reisha and the sefer, because the reisha is making mechalik between if there's a kezayis or if there's not a kezayis. If there's a kezayis, chayv levayr. If there's no kezayis, it's bottle. The Gabi Tumma, we didn't say if it has a kezayis or not a kezayis. We spoke about if he's makbid. If he's makbid, olav choytzit, sounds like even if it's less than a kezayis, if he's makbid, it's a chatzitza. Vimreitz v'kiyumai, if he says, no, I don't mind, in fact, it's good, it's a nice design, it's great over there, no problem, leave it there. Then he's not makbid, haru karevin, then it's fine. Mashwa even, more than a kezayis. So what is the Mishnah saying? V'chein le'inyan atumah. I don't see v'chein le'inyan atumah. This is talking about shiurim. This is talking about hakpada. Never the twain shall meet. And this is the Gemara Kach at the very, very end of the Amid Beis. If you take just a quick look, you turn the Amid. You'll see the Gemara asks three lines from the bottom. Me dummy, how are you saying v'chem in your tumah? They're not the same. Hasa mishiura dal yemilza, hach bekpeida dal yemilza. And that's going to be a mitzvah tomorrow's Gemara. But for today, we just have to remember that there is some similarity, but l'chay the Mishnah on the surface is a little bit shvay. So we're going to focus now on the first part of the Mishnah. Remember, the first part of the Mishnah said, if there's a kazayis or more, chayv levay. Less than a kazayis, it's bottle. When do we say that halacha? At Stavka, where the batzik was found on the upper portion of this areva, in a place where you don't need it to be mechazik the areva. Where you need it to be mechazik the areva, even if it's more than a kezayis. Now, what does that mean on the sides, or where you need it to be mechazik the areva? So Rashi says that the mokim she'osu lechazik means bishulayim, all the way on the bottom of the areva, where you typically have a lot of water when you are starting off your kneading process, and I'm afraid that the water could leak from the bottom of the areva. So it's very convenient that if there's a crack or a little hole on the bottom of the areva, that presto, there's a little botzik over there. In fact, I'm very happy with this botzik over there, because this botzik is being mechazik the areva. Otherwise, the areva would fall to pieces, or at least everything would leak, and I wouldn't be able to use the areva anymore. So if it's below the water level, where you normally have water going and collecting on the bottom of the areva, or bishulayim on the floor of the areva, then those types of holds, if you have botzik in them, they become botel, even if they are more than a kezayis. So what is our Mishnah referring to when it says that if it's a kezayis, chayv levay? When it's not on the floor, it's on the walls of the areva. Usually you don't have...
In other words, you'll take it out and eat it? Is that the reason? Because if it's below the water line,
yeah. You're
not going to... You're going to leave it there. So it's like part of the vessel. If it's right. Above the water line, mm-hmm. We're afraid, I assume, that they'll take it out and eat it? Is that the...
It's not so much because I'm afraid they're going to eat it. The question is, by leaving it there on the bottom of the areva, leaving the bottom of the areva means I want it to stay there. If I didn't have this botzek, I would have to go and put in some other stopper to go and stop up the hole. And therefore, I mavatul it almost biyadayim the machshava. I want it to stay there. It does happen to be that this happens to be chometz, but it's the type of chometz that I do not want to eat, but I want to use it as a permanent stopper so I can continue using this areva for the next 25 years. Mashenkin, if it happens to be on the side of the areva, it's not so crucial, even if it's removed, somebody crosses it out. Fine, okay, because usually the dough is not going to leak. Somebody should please put your put yourselves on mute, please, because we hear some background noise. So if you're talking about a hole on the bottom, then the water can leak, but if it's a hole on the side, a crack on the side, then the botzik is not so crucial, because yes, it's true that dough tends to rise, fine, but it doesn't, you know, go out of the holes, and if it goes out of the holes, okay, a little mashu goes out, nishkeferlich, it doesn't destroy the integrity, the physical integrity of the aref. So again, repeating the Imam, when it said in our Mishnah that if there's a kazayis b'mokim echad aros, you have to go and eradicate it. That's mokim she'in asuyin lechazik. That's on the sides of the reva, the defanois areva, where you don't need it to go mechazik to hold it together as one piece. Mokim she'in lechazik, when it's down below, there I need the botzek in the sidke areva in the chayv levay. Even if it's 2 kazaysim, 5 kazaysim, leave it there. You don't have to remove it.
Don't the principle the chametz asur b'mashehu? So if a little particle of this gets into your matzah, isn't that problematic in terms of?
We're not using it on Pesach. This areva is leaving on the shelf. There's a big sign on it that says "Don't use on Passover." So I don't have to worry about eating. I only have to worry about as So if he's mevatel it, then it's not a problem.
He's always been mevatel it because he's using it as no longer as dough, but as a plaster.
He wants a plaster. He wants a stopper down in the pot. Okay. Exactly.
He has enough of it.
Sorry?
He has enough of it.
100%. For those of you that are thinking, wow, this is really special, we're going to have the Gemara on the Amud Beis where Reb Shimon ben Lozer is going to say if you have a kofes tsar, which means you have a big block of bread or of sourdough. It's so big that you can sit on it. Everybody says, oh, that's really chometz. I could take from that sourdough and I can go and make 500 chalas out of that. If you have designated it for yeshiva, that you're sitting on it at the shir or davening or whatever, or you've designated it as a table, you put a nice tablecloth on top, it's a nice block of sa'ar, you can use it the entire yontif, and you're not over and bal yiro by yimatzah.
Why not?
Because if you mavatel it from Torah's chimutz, it's no longer designated for achila, now it's designated for, in our case, for as a stopper to close up, to cement the bottom of the areva, and it could trip Shimon Elazar because he's designated for a seat. Tosis says, even if it's ro'i l'achila, you're able to eat it because you can cut into pieces and put it into your dough and make chalas and matzahs and not matzahs, but chalas and bread and cake and all that. Makes no difference.
And after Pesach, it's chametz shavah l'va Pesach. That's a whole.
It would not be. It's not. It's not even chametz during Pesach. It's not chametz l'achar.
And so afterward, if you change your mind, can you?
That's Agamar doesn't talk about changing mind. Agamar only goes one track, only on one mind.
Wow.
Mitchum will see it. Anyway, so bottom line is so far, if it's on the bottom of the areva, even more than a kazayis. If it's on the top of the, when we say top, we mean on the walls of the defanis areva. Then, it's a kazayis, and you have to mevayim. Says Yimar Mechlal, I can go and be medayik from this. The pochus be kazayis if it's less than kazayis. Afilu mokim she'en osu lechazik, even if it's on the walls, not on the bottom of the areva, in the chayv levayim. Because that's how I'm interpreting the Mishnah. Our Mishnah, when it distinguishes between kazayis and less than a kazayis, that a kazayis you have to make a biur, you have to remove, and less than a kazayis you don't have to. That's all talking on the walls of the areva. Because bottom line, on the bottom of the areva, even if it's more than a kazayis, you can leave it einoi chayim levayim. That is the first lashon of Yehuda Mishmul. Ikedemasi lo ha-sefer. Others started off Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul on the sefer. What does it say in the sefer? Vimla means if it's not a full kazayis, it's only half a kazayis. Bottle of miuta, you can leave it. It becomes bottle to tareva. You don't have to kratz it out. No problem by your by yimatzi. On that, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul lo yishona el mamokim osu lechazik. That's only if you're talking about down below where you need it to mokim osu lechazik. You have a shtickle. It's less than a kazayis. Leave it there. Have a mokim shein osu lechazik. However, if it's up above on the defanos, on the sides of this basin, have a mamokim she'in osel lechazik chayiv levar. Even if it's less than a kezayis, you have to remove it. You have to remove it. Chlal de kezayis afilu b'mokim osel lechazik chayiv levar. Come to choyse according to this second lashon. If you have a kezayis, the mokim osel lechazik on the bottom of this bowl of this areva, then you have to go and remove it, even though it's crucial for the existence and the integrity of this areva that you have this stopper there. I'm very sorry, it's more than a kazayis chayv levayim. Come to chois that the second lashon is more machmir than the first lashon, both in the case of the pachas mikazayis and in the case of a kazayis. Where, according to the first lashon, our Mishnah, when it distinguishes between the kazayis, no, and less than the kazayis, yes, where is that talking about? Said of Yehuda Mishmuel, that's talking about the mokim she'ein osu l'chazik, mean on the walls, on the side. Oh, on the side. Then if I have a full kazayis, chayv levayir. What happens if it's down below? Down below you can leave, even though it's more than a kazayis. And that we said, el gabi the chutzi zayis, that ein chayv levayir, that's not only down below, but even if it's on the defanois, if it's less than a kazayis, who cares? It's good, it's not crucial. It's bottle to the areva, you don't have to worry. According to the safe, however, according to the second shot, however, if you have a kezayis or mokim echad, even if it's down below where it's being used as an effective stopper, stop! You cannot use it, forget about it, you have to go and remove it, and you cannot leave it there. Obviously, not like the first lashon. If it's pochis mikazayis, where we said according to the first lashon, pochis mikazayis is mutter even up above on the defanos, says the second lashon, no. When do I allow a smaller, less than a kazayis if it's down below? Then yeah, okay, I can use a stopper if it's half a kazayis. But once it's on the defanois, I don't need it as a stopper. So even if it's less than a kazayis, cross it out, remove it, you got to remove it.
But Berbik means actual removal or just mivatel? Are we saying physically
removal? It's like any chometz, beer chometz, any chometz that you have, piece of chometz in your fridge, piece of chometz in your freezer, piece of chometz in your bread box, you have to go and do bir chametz. What means bir chametz? You got to go and take it on Erev Yom Tov at 11 o'clock, take it to the fire and burn the whole thing up. You have to go and take this as well. You got to burn it and remove it.
Bittul wouldn't work.
Bittul would not work. Good. So, obviously, again, second Lashon is much more machman than the first, both by Kesayis and Pachas by Kesayis. Tani Klishna Kama, Tani Klishna Basra. We have rise to both of those Lashonis. Tani Klishna Kama. Let's go to the first one. Batik Shebesit Kareva B'mokim Osu L'chazik. Oh, B'mokim Osu L'chazik. Ein Choytzit. It's not Choytzit of Ne'atumah. That's going to be tomorrow's sugya. We're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus on the Ein Oiver. If you have Batik, and it's B'mokim Osu L'chazik, Ein Oiver, you do not have to worry about it. There's no dinner by your by your Batik. That's the upper portion, meaning on the defanois, choytis v'oiver, then you are oiver. Okay, but we haven't told you the shiur yet. The medvar mamurim b'kazayis, oh, by kazayis. So let's, before we continue on, b'kazayis. What do we say by kazayis? How does the brayse begin? When is it ein oiver? Because there is, even though there's a kazayis, there's a kazayis. It's b'mokim ha'osui lechazik. Osui lechazik means down below. I need it as an effective stopper. Even though you have a kazayis, ein oiver, that is fine. But b'mokim ha'osui lechazik. But if it's up above, meaning on the tefanois, then avadi or oiver. Ava pochus b'kazayis. If it's less than a kazayis, a filu b'mokim. Even if it's not down below sea level, below water level, but it's on the defanis, that's fine, nothing to worry about. So it's exactly like the first lashon that we had of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmor. Batani Kalishna Basra, again, a place which is down below, you're not over down below. When are you not over? Skip a line just for a moment. If you have less than the kazayis down below, then it's not a problem. Exactly like the second lashon. Okay, we left out a line. Said the ayin choytz ve'oyver, but mokim she'ein osu lechazik, in a place where it's not osu lechazik. Sorry. Start again. The mokim she'osu lechazik, we said on the omit aleph, ain't a choytzes ve'ain't a oivre. The mokim she'ain't osu lechazik, which is the upper part, choytzes, the oivre, and then you are oivre, and you oivre on even, and the one filling, but bachas me kezayis, even less than the kezayis if it's up above. Not like the first lashon. The first lashon was that if it's on the defanis, you have less than the kezayis. It's less than the kezayis. It's bachas me kezayis. Come on, it's less than the kezayis. No. If the mokim she'ain't osu lechazik, even though it's bachas me kezayis, it's oiver. You're oiver and by your rob, by your matze, and be maver it. Get rid of it. Eradicate it. Al b'kazayis, afilu b'mokim she'osu lechazik. If you're talking about down below, b'mokim osu lechazik, if it's a kazayis, even then it's oiver. So that's mamish like the second lashon that we're machmir both by the pachas b'kazayis and by the full kazayis. Zokti mar, memeil that I have two lishoynis of Yehuda Mishmuel. Okay, so then their talmidim over time, they transcribed it differently as to what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel really said. But I have two braises over here. The choyr kashin of it, it's a chassid of the two braises. So what am I going to do? So Omer Ravuna, Ravuna takes, if you will, the easy way out, and says, Sami kiltzim nekami chamirta. Because we're talking about inyonim of chomitz, which involve up to chassishon koris, not by yiro, by yimasa, by eating. And so therefore, we're going to go and delete, push the delete button, forget about the first braise, and only learn the second braise. L'chumra. Rav Yosef Omer, Rav Yosef was quite perturbed by what Afuna said. He says, Tanoi Shaklis Me'alma, have you eradicated all the Tanoim from the whole world? In other words, if we dig, we'll find Tanoim. And in fact, it's not a stira, it's a machlaikas. Tanoi, it's a machlaikas Tanoim.
Yeah, what's, yeah, well, I'm surprised. Yeah, we always get prices contradicting each other. What's the.
So you're also surprised.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in Rav Yosef's camp. Normally when you see the word Tanoi Shaklis Me'alma, that usually has somewhat of a different connotation. Usually what that means is that to try to answer a stira, you go and find some tanoim somewhere from Masechtas Nida, Masechtas Eved, having nothing to do.
Poke, go outside and find.
Exactly. If you found it from somewhere else in an unrelated sugya, and you say, well, I can shtel tzu, I can apply this same principle, blah, blah, blah. Here, however, that's not what it means. Rav Yosef's saying is, tanoi shakas mi'alma, have you decided that there are no tanoim left to whom you can ascribe the authorship of these two braises? Tanoi is a machlekes tanoim. Desanya, which machlekes tanoim? Desanya, we learn that a braise. Hapas she'ipsha, pas that became moldy. So you would think it's moldy, it's not roi lachila. Maybe there's no dinner. Chayv levai, you still got to go and get rid of it. Although you can no longer eat from this pas she'ipsha, because after all it's moldy, but nevertheless, it still is roi. You can go and use it if you were to grind it up, crush it up, and make it into nice little particles, nice little crumbs, then you can go and use it as sourdough to go mi machmit other isais. As Zizuk the Tanakam. Okay, that's very straightforward. We mentioned Rav Shimon Elazar before. If you're holding on to this pasha ipsha, it's moldy, it's green, it has all types of mold on it. If you're holding on to it for achila, I agree with you. Avol koyfeis. Koyfeis means a block of sa'or, of sourdough. Chiyichli yeshiva, that you set aside for sitting on. I'm no longer thinking of cutting this into 100 little pieces and the machmit different batters of dough, but I want to use it for yeshiva. Baba, it's batel mevatel. I'm no longer considering it for achila. Mind you, it's talking about that it's roi l'achila. How do I know? If you look at the top toises, koyfeis sa'or, chiyichli yeshiva, but avo b'sheroi l'achila. I've already told everybody, Rabbi Sai, I like this as my chair. It's nice and sturdy, it's fine, it doesn't shake, it's great. Leave it, li yeshiva. If you're not using for achila, it becomes batel mevatel, it's no longer considered to be chatz. I obviously have a machlokes here in this brisa because the Tanakama doesn't subscribe to Rav Shimon ben Elazar's kula of the koyfes sa'ar. It's mid the umr of Shimon ben Elazar, butla b'chal the Tanakama sabra loy butla alma kasabra kol kazais afal kavsh demavatal loy butla. What is the Gemara saying? What the Gemara is saying is that the stira of the two brises is not really a stira. The first brisa goes according to Reb Shimon Elazar. Reb Shimon Elazar says, if you left the batzik there on the bottom of the areva because you want to fill up and stop up this hole, even if it happens to be 1, 2, 5 kezesim, it's certainly less than the koyfes sa'ar, this huge block, which is presumably 50 or 100 kezesim, where if you miyachad the yeshiva, it's batel. Here I miyachad it to be the tar, the pitch, the cement that is cementing this areva to keep it in place so that the water doesn't leak out of the areva. So the afrod's batel mevatel. So even if it's more than a kezayis, no problem. Mashenkin the Tanakama obviously disagrees because the Tanakama doesn't hold this kezayis. So he says there's no such thing as bittel. If it's more than a kezayis, you're stuck, you have to be mevayir. So that's the second braisa, that if it's acting as a stopper down below in the mokim, she'osi l'chazik, if it's more than a kazayis or breed, get it out, eradicate it, remove it. Don't tell me about this bittel business. I don't agree at all to butler. As the Gemara Fiedos, Hamla Kasava Kol Kazayis, Ava Gabna Mevatel. Even if he says Mevatel, I'm hereby Mevatel this Kazayis because I wanted to use it as cement, as super glue, to go and hold together Sareva. I don't care what you have to say. The Torah says that this is Chometz, get rid of it by Yira, by Yimatz. Okay, so then the two.
This Tana seems to hold that Bittol, that the Bittol Chochamir Vachamir doesn't seem to work. That pronouncement seems to be in, it's Bittol Mevittol, as it were. That's the pronouncing you make Erev Pesach. Because if it's work, if you are Mevatel it, and it's no longer Torah's Ochel. No, no, I'm asking, is this Tana saying that the expressions that you make Erev Pesach, Erev Yontif, of a bittel of bittel chametz is bottle?
No, I don't think so. I think he agrees that if you want to get rid of chametz, which is roi l'achila, and which is mekuyemes, which is intended for achila,
yes,
if you want to make sure that you're not over on Yom Tov, you have to go mevatel it, and you have to say the kol chamir v'chamir. And you're typically thinking of any chometz that you couldn't find.
Correct.
I couldn't find it. I searched for it. I went all over. I found a 10-piece of bread, Baruch Hashem. But I couldn't find it. Didn't find anything more. And then, if Chas Hashem, I were to find it during Yom Tov, I don't want to be over by Yerod by Yimatz, and therefore I make a bittul and I make a statement, kol chamir v'chamir. That's talking about unintended chometz. This is talking about intentional chometz that I see in front of me, where everybody agrees, this is chometz, it's there. You can't deny it. Can't deny it. What happens if, for instance, you go to chasana, and at the end of the chasana you find that there are 500 rolls left over because nobody eats and nobody washes anymore. I don't want to wash. Exactly. It comes to myself. So you have now this huge, huge bank. Sorry?
Health reasons also.
Health reasons, sure. Gluten. So now you find this huge, huge box which has in it 500 buklach. And they close up the box and you sit down the box. Hey, this box is firm. Normally if it would have been empty, I would pull it. But there are 500 rolls over here, so I can sit on it. According to Shimon Loza, if you decide, I'm not going to give these out anymore, chasanis, we're not going to eat from it, I'm going to use it now to keep this box intact. According to Shimon Loza, you can leave that whole thing.
Stuffing. It's not chametz, it's a box stuff.
It's a box, exactly. Oh. So your miyachad at liyeshiva becomes bottle. It's not, but if there's any other crumbs sticking around, avadi wants to mevatel those. That's the bitl with the kol chamir v'chamir. So the Tanakama and Reb Shimon Elazar are talking about a conscious decision to go and take real life chametz that everybody agrees is chametz. When the box has a window on it and everybody sees it, can you imagine? He has all these buklach there and he's yom tov. How could it be? I was back in the yeshiva. He said at the seder, he sat on top of the box. Can you imagine? He did his haseba
right.
on this box of chametz. Can you imagine? According to Shimon Elazar, if he's miyachli yeshiva, it's okay. So therefore, that's the answer to the steer between the two prices. The first price is that says that if you find chametz down below in the makim she'osi lechazek, the reason why it's mutter, even though it's more than a kazayis, I was mavatel. I want to use it as an areva stopper. Mashenken, according to the second man, the second brayser, I don't believe in all of that. I hold like the Tanakama. There's no such thing as being mavatel biyadayim. It remains chametz. If it's more than kazayis, get it out of here. Okay, so that's the chayr, very good teretz. Rabbi Yosef Givaldik, I'm very happy with that. However, Frank Timon, Rav Ashi. I'm sorry. I skipped the line. Omri Abai. Teretz to be kazayis. The teretz by kazayis, I love that teretz. That's beautiful teretz. I still have the problem of the pochas mikazayis. What's my problem with the pochas mikazayis? According to the first brisa, if it's less than a kazayis and it's on the walls, it's a mokum shein osui lechazek, then I have to remove it. But if it's down below the mokum shein osui lechazek, I can go and retain it. According to the first brisa, if it's pochas mikazayis, I can retain down. No. I'm sorry. I'm mixing it up.
Above.
I'm sorry. Pochas mikazayis, even above, I can go and leave it there, because since it's bottled in the Utah, it's a less than the kazayis. Shkoyach, Brother Shai, for helping me out. So if it happens to be a mokim she ain osu lechazik, it's up above on the defanois, I can leave it there. Well, according to the second lashon, no, I cannot leave it there. The only heter in our mishnah of less than the kazayis is down below. I need it lechazik, but if it's up above, forget about it. Get rid of it. So the chayra, and since we're talking about mokim she'ein os lechazik, the person is not being mevatelit. There's no svar Reb Shimon Elazar. I'm leaving there. I'm being miyachedit. I don't have to be miyachedit. That the areva is strong enough to hold the next 100 does, even if I have a shtickl crack there on the defanis, as long as it's no hole down below. So it's a chastira and the two brises. What do I do with the stira? And therefore, elahavaha Reb Shimon Elazahi v'leikasha. Says Abai, have a brand new pshat. Both the first price and the second price of Reb Shimon Elazar. For the kasha, mokam lisha hashaloi b'mokam lisha. Now, what does it mean, mokam lisha hashaloi b'mokam lisha? What Abai is doing is, Abai says the two prices are totally consistent with one another. The problem only is in the terminology which is being used in the two prices. What do you mean the terminology? The first price is exactly the way we explained it initially. That mokim she'osi lechazik means down below, under the water line, under the water level, where if there's a hole down below, I need that stopper. And the mokim she'en osi lechazik means above that, the defanois, the walls. According to the second Brice, however, no. The Mokim Osir L'Chazik, those are the walls. Those are the walls. The Mokim She'en Osir L'Chazik is the very edge, the top of the basin, where normally the lisha, normally the dough won't even rise to the occasion, won't even get up to there. And so therefore, when the first Brisa uses the term Mokim She'osir L'Chazik, the second Brisa is using the term Mokim She'ein Osir L'Chazik, but they're both referring to the same thing. They're referring to the defanois of the Kli. And therefore, if you're talking about Mamish down below on the Shulayim, both Brises would agree that even if it's a Kazayas or more, it's Reb Shimon Elazar that holds if it's a Gazayas or more, if you're Mavatlit, because I want to keep this Areva intact, no problem. I'm Mavatlit. I can sit on it, so I can put it at the bottom of the Areva if it's more than a Gazayas. Kul the Alma Moida that if it's all the way on top, meaning not on the Tefanis, on the edge, on the rim, everybody agrees that even if it happens to be Pochois Mikazayas, you're going to go and be Chayv. Why? Because I don't need that at all. It doesn't become to bottle to that Reva. Get rid of it. Now, if you're talking about on the sides, on the Defanis or Reva, again, both Bryces agree that if it happens to be a Kazayas or more, get rid of it. Kazayas, what? But if it's less than a Kazayas, then it becomes bottle to the Alt. Again, down below, everybody agrees a Kazayas you can leave. In the middle, everybody agrees a Kazayas you have to remove, but if it's less than a Kazayas, you can leave it. And both prices agree that if you go all the way to the top, on the edge, on the lip, if you find it even pochus mikazayas, you have to remove. So if you look at the one line of Rashi, it's a nice Rashi, it goes through the whole thing, but bekitzer, if you look at the Rashi, which is starting from the wide lines, go down 2, 4, 5 lines. At the end of the line, it's not in bold. There's two dots there. Klola de Travayu. Everybody has that?
Yeah.
Klola de Travayu. Travayu Tanoi. Both Brises, both Tanoim hold the same thing. Sof El Yoino. If it's all the way at the top, Afilipochas Mikazais. Oiver. That's no good. It's less Mikazais. It does not become bottle. It's on the lip. Remove it. Get rid of it. Shulayim all the way down below. Afilipochas. Ainay oiver, you're not oiver because I'm using it as a stopper. Both prices go like Reb Shimon Elazar. Reb Shimon Elazar holds that if I mevatel it, it's no longer chometz. Ainay oiver. Tefanois, you're talking about the walls. Kazayas oiver, pochus mikazayas. Ainay oiver. If it happens to be a full fledged kazayas, oiver. Less than the kazayas, ainay oiver. So really, the two prices are totally consistent. It's only the difference in terminology where one Brisa, when it refers to Mokim Ha'osi L'Chazik, that's like we learned until now, that means down below. While the second Brisa, when it talks about Mokim Ha'osi L'Chazik, he's saying that's talking about the Defanois. That's Mokim Ha'osi L'Chazik. Yeah.
A small point, they said Tanoi, but yeah. This is not the Tanoim here of Shmuel Elazar and the other Tana. Mm. We're talking about the two Lashonas of Rabbi Shmuel.
No, we're talking about the two Brises. We don't have a problem of the stira between Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul and Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, because obviously they're two versions of what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul said.
Right.
So that's not a kasha. Kasha is I have two brises. Freitei Mora, kasha not dodi, the two brises. One brise says, by Mokim She'osir L'Chazik, X. And the other one says, Mokim She'osir L'Chazik, Y. Is the chastira. So we've attributed, in according to the first teres of Rabbi Yosef, one is the Reb Shimon Elazar, the other one is the Tanakama. Says now the Gemara, says Abaya, that teretz works for the Kazayas, but it doesn't work for the Pachas, the Kazayas. And rather, therefore, both Brises are the same Tana of Shimon Elazar. When Rashi says Tavai Tanoi, it means both Brises are saying the same thing, but they're using different terminology. One is using Osir L'Chazik to mean the bottom, the bottom. Kazayas is fine. The other one says, if it's Mokum Osir L'Chazik, no, it's no good. You can't use a Kazayas over there. Because he's not talking about down below. He's talking about the Tefanois. That Mokum Osir L'Chazik, when he says...
That's the shear matters in the intermediate zone.
Right.
The shear is decisive.
Exactly right. So that's the terminology in the Brises is different. One says Osir L'Chazik, one says Osir L'Chazik. But it means the same thing.
Everybody agrees.
Everybody agrees down below, even more than a Kazayas. Everybody agrees in the middle portion that if it's a, it depends whether it's a Kazayas or less, and everybody agrees all the way above. Everybody agrees, even it doesn't matter. Get rid of it, even if it's less than a Kazayas. Say it. Now, Rav Ashi just adds one little wrinkle, if you will. Don't say in the Gemara's Teretz that Abai just gave now, b'makam lisha means on the outside of the basin, because after all, sometimes the dough, if it rises, it can overflow and go to the back of the basin, the outside. Don't say that. Ela sifsa di agna, even the sfas means even the rim, the lip at the very top, same thing applies. Pray the more pshita. Now the same as in the atif ummati lahasam. I would have thought then sometimes the taka flows over, and therefore when we talk about shaloi b'makam lisha, we mean the outside, but we don't mean the lip. Kamash, no. We taka mean the lip, and that therefore that has the same status as the outside. That even if it's less than a kezayis, remove it and eradicate it. And with that, we have to finish this. Okay. Have you more ask the question?
Amr Nachman.
Don't give us everything, we're fine. Good. Zokti Gemara. Amr Nachman. Amr Nachman. If you've designated this for yeshiva or for the stopper at the bottom of the areva, it is batul. Mavutul has no din of chatz. Pretty much any. From Rav Yitzchak Barashi. Amr Rav. Now, who is the one that said we pass the primal lozer? It was Amr Nachman. Amr Rav. I am Rav Yitzchak Barashi. Amr Rav. In toch paneh betit batla toch in loy toch loy. What happens if you have this big koi face of or this big block? You know what? If you want to be mevatlet, you got to do a masa. What masa? If you go now smear it with glue or tar, pitch,
cement
from all sides, even though everybody sees through the holes that there is tons and tons of chametz over there, but that's a real bitl. But toch in loy toch loy. And here until now, we see the Pasuk of Shimon Lazar, Kaifisar, we didn't talk about cementing it. So don't have a steer between Rav and Rav. The first Rav says, just designate it, that's enough. Second one says, you have to go and smear it. So you have to go and say it's a machloikis of the Talmidim of Rav, what Rav really held. Rav Nachman Amar Rav said, you don't have to smear. While Rav Yitzchak Barashi, in the name of Rav, said, you do have to smear. Ikri Amid is another version of Rav Nachman Amar Rav. Ein halacha b'shimon lozer. We don't pass the b'shimon lozer. The omer of Yitzchak bar Ashi, omer Rav, in toch paneh betit, then it's batla. But stamazoi, that you're miyached, that you designated, that designation is goodish. You got a shmir. So according to the second Likaniyama, there's no machloikis. Both Ravs are totally consistent with one another. Nushnikl, omer of Nachman, omer Shmuel. Shnei chatzoi zeisim, v'chut shel botzik b'neim. You have now on the wall of your areva, two chatzoi zeisim. So you don't have a kezayis, you have pochas mikezayis. But you have two pochas mikezayisim, each one separate from the other. The Gemara holds that each, even though you have multiple chatzoi zeisim, they are not automatically mitztarif, and you can leave them on your areva.
We're talking about where? On the sides of the wall?
On the sides.
So this is according to Shimon Elazar, who says that the volume of the butzek is decisive. Right?
You don't need to come under Shimon Elazar. That's according to both brises now, like Rashi concluded, that if you're talking about the middle, that is the defines that middle stage, Kulian Moida, that's the nafkemina between a kezayis and pochas mikezayis. That if it's a kezayis, get it out of here. Pochas mikezayis, you can leave it.
Right.
And therefore, Rav Nachman and Mishmuel is saying, even if you have multiple chutzui zeisim, here a shtickle, it's all fine, no problem. However, if you have a chut shel batzik b'neim, if there's a chut, a small little thread of dough which connecting these to chatzoi zeisim, now it depends. How firm, how strong is this chut shel batzik b'neim? Right. Kosh ili yinotel hachut nitolin imoy. If you were to go and remove the chut by picking it up, would the two chatzoi zeisim come up together with it? Then it's mitzdaref into one. However, as you're pulling on the chut, guess what happens? It snaps. And the two chatzoi zeisim are left on their own. Then you don't have to go and remove it. They are not mitzdaref, and everything is fine. You don't have to remove them. Ula said, what you just said now is absolutely correct. Elab areva, if you're talking about in this basin, this kneading trough. Abu Babayis, if you have in the same house, if you have a chutzizayis over here and a chutzizayis over there, you're going, that's, it's only chutzizayis. So you can have crumbs over the whole house. You don't have to do any cleaning up for Pesach. Have crumbs everywhere. Every crumb is less than a kazayis. No good. Why taka no good? My timer. So from the Gemara's mashma ikaradin, it would be okay because they're not mitzvah. I have a crumb there and I have a crumb there. Mm. It's a crummy situation, but they're not mitzvah.
Right.
But the problem is because the zim and the konishlu, every once in a while somebody finally decides, you know, it's a good idea to go and sweep. I don't do it every day, but at least once a year I got to go and sweep it up. So I'm going to sweep it up after the Seder night. As I'm sweeping up all of the pieces of matzah on the floor, I collect together a whole piece of chametz and it all comes together in the dust collector, whatever it is, the dust dustbin. The nafli gabi adali, they're going to all fall on top of one another, and matzah minis minay, and they're all going to be mitzaref. They're going to say, Baruch Hashem, my brother is here, my brother, that crumb guy over for the other side, they get together.
All the Cheerios.
All the Cheerios together, and therefore it's not going to be such a cheery situation. You're going to be over the din of chalitz. Amar Ula, boy by Maravim, in Eretz Yisrael, they asked the following shayla. Bais valiyah mai, what happens if it's not on the same floor, but you have some potential chametz, chutz izayis, up above in the attic?
We're Rabbi Yirmiyah now, right?
Exactly. And you have some down below on the first floor. Some on the first floor, some on the second floor. Ma, do you say it's unlikely that you're going to sweep up the first floor, that you're going to go and dump all the contents down below? Maybe there's a skylight and he's going to just go and sweep it all down below and then worry about it down below. Or maybe he's going to take in the dustbin up above and they're not going to meet. What happens if you buy vachsad, which are on the same level, and therefore it's more motzui that the two groups of chametz might meet? When I'm actually bought themselves in the mizeh, you have two houses, two rooms. One, it's one of these railroad situations that you can't get into the inner one without going through the outer one. So therefore, it's very mistaber that when you're sweeping it, it's all going to sweep the. Or maybe not. It's more take or tishvitat. Turn about. Hapash ipsha pasta begat moldy. V'nifsam lechel adam. You and I cannot eat it. I think you mentioned this yesterday, two days ago.
Yes.
What about that sugya? You see, everything eventually comes up. You can't learn kol teri kula regalachas, not like the potential ger back in the Masechta Shabbos with Shamin Hill. But anyway, so what's the deal? The pas is so moldy that you and I couldn't even think of eating it. After all, a behaim is a behaim. It's a kelev, a dog. The dog is not so particular, and the dog will eat it. It has a din of tumas ochlin, and the sraf is imatameya bepesach. What does this mean? Metama tumas ochlin means, as we know, that if you have a sheretz, for instance, that touches an oichel, and that oichel happens to be a kebeya, no, even if it's less. No, you need kebeya to transmit tumah further.
That's right, but it's the transmission, not the reception.
Right. So now you have a sheretz that touched a big piece of oichel, and it became tamei. And now this piece of oichel touches another piece of oichel. That's what's called tumas oichel, that you're transferring a big, big tumah, for instance, a sheretz and a veil, a tumas mas, a different type of tumah, touch the oichel, and now that one oichel touches the other oichel. Okay, so the other oichel is touching the other one. If the transmitter is at least a shir of kebeya, it can be matam. What this price is being mechadish, and even though you and I can no longer eat it, as long as the caliph can eat it, it still has a din of tumas oichlin, and it can continue to transmit tumma to other foods. The nisraf is of tumei v'pesach. If this happens to be pas she ipsha, and it happens to be, even if it's truma tahira, you're allowed to go and burn it together with the tamei v'pesach, even though it becomes tamei, because even though the dogs will eat it, since a kohen can't eat it, because it's posel lach nifsel mir lechel adam, so you can go and burn it together before Pesach. Mishum Rav Nosson Amru, eino mitama, no, because of the fact that the person cannot eat it, even though the caliph can eat it, it is no longer considered to be edible, and therefore it's no longer an oichel, and it's not metame tumas oichel. So we have a clear-cut machlok between Tanakama and Rav Nosson. How long is an oichel considered to still be edible? According to Tanakama, as long as a dog can eat it. Rav Nosson says only as long as a person can eat it. Himan azlod etnan, that we learned in the Mishnah. Klal omra b'taharis, kol ha-miyuchad li-oichel odam tameh. Anything li-oichel odam that a person can go and eat it retains tameh. Achi posim alechel a-kelev, until that point that even a kelev cannot eat it. Oh, so he's siding in this Mishnah with the first part of the price of the Tanakama. Because
right.
The Tanakama said as long as a dog can eat it, it still has a din of oichel. Rav Nosson doesn't hold that. Rav Nosson says, if a person can't eat it, ain't matama. So the more command the Rav Nosson, that Mishnah would not stim like Rav Nosson of the previous price. So now we have another situation where you're using kemach not as a food item, but in this case for a tannery. And now the question is, at what point does the kemach lose its status of chametz? Does it become bottle? And you don't have to worry about it anymore for bayiro, bayimotze, for Pesach. It's up to Brisa. Areve so avdon. Areve is like the areve that we had before. This is not a trough where you use it for kneading. This is a trough that you use for being ma'abed, for processing oirois, skins of an animal. So areve so avdon. You put kemach into the bowl. And at the moment there are no oirois in the bowl, you're just preparing it. You're putting the kemach inside that bowl. If it's within 3 days of Pesach, get it out of here, it has a din of chametz. You put it already 4 or 5 days before Yom Tov, you don't have to remove it anymore. The reason is, says Rashi, because there's a terrible stench from this kli. As we know, the tanners, all as a group and as a profession,
all of the regals separately, because no one could stand them.
Exactly. They had a terrible stench about them, and therefore, as Barry points out, the Imam Nusachas Chagiga says that when it came to Oyle Regel, they had separate caravans, separate wagons, separate trains to go and take the tanners, because nobody else could stand the stench of the tanners when they were traveling in these caravans, because tannery involves a terrible stench. Okay. Anyway, so says the Gemara, if you put the kemach in within the last 3 days before Yom Tov, you can still remove them and use them for a challah and to eat it, and so therefore it's chametz. After 3 days, nobody's going to get close, because it's terrible. Amrav Nosin, the medvan munshalay nosin l'toich oiris. That's only if you didn't put the oiris in yet. Once you put the oiris into the basin, even if it's within 3 days, it already ruined. Has that, it ruins the status of kemach, and it's no longer chametz, and you can leave it. So much so, it's not only a 3 day rule, but even if you only put the oiris in 2 hours before Pesach, it's Erev Pesach, it's 10 o'clock, you can no longer eat chametz. You put the kemach inside this areva together with the oiris. Already from this point on, it's batel mevatel, and you don't have to go and take out the kemach and burn it in the chametz, because it's no longer chametz, becomes batel to the tannery.
So it depends really on if it can be restored to Toras Ochel or not. That's specifically what we're saying.
Exactly. Once it's in this tannery, even with the oiris, over here in this case, presumably you only put it an hour ago, so presumably you could still retrieve it. But Reb Nosson holds, no. This is already irretrievable. It's a shishting to touch the oiris, to touch it, get it out of here.
Nobody's going to eat it.
Nobody's going to touch it. Nobody's going to think about it. So it's not dinner by Yerua, by Yimotzei, and therefore it is mutter to leave it there from before Pesach. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai Mitchell, to continue tomorrow. Bracha v'atzlacha.